In November, Pittsfield voters will decide whether the city joins a state preservation program utilized by more than 160 communities. The citizens group Preserve Pittsfield is hopeful city voters will adopt the Community Preservation Act in November. Created in 2000, the law allows municipalities to create a preservation fund by adding a charge on property taxes. Adoption also gives those municipalities access to a pool of state money collected from real estate transactions statewide. John Dixon chairs the Pittsfield Historical Commission and is involved with Preserve Pittsfield. He says the money could be used for a number of projects in the Berkshire's largest city.
The city has an idea to do a riverway along on the west side along the Housatonic, which would be beautiful, which would be, attract a lot of people. Other people have talked to us about the track at Taconic High School. Others have talked about the need for a dog park. So there are a lot of possibilities, and I'm just scratching the surface.
Separate from the levy limit, adopting the CPA would place a 1% surcharge on tax bills with exemptions for low-income residents, low- to moderate-income senior citizens, and on the first $100,000 of assessed property value. According to the Community Preservation Coalition, this would mean a $14 annual increase for the average Pittsfield homeowner. Joe Derwin of Preserve Pittsfield and the Springside Park Conservancy says the city's 240-acre park could benefit from CPA.
Springside Park as a park and open space would be eligible for funding, and also as a site that is on the National Historic Register and contains a historic mansion. It's also a major preservation project.
Pittsfield voters chose not to adopt CPA in 2006. Since then, Dixon says rules have changed, making more open space and recreation programs eligible for funding, which Derwin says caters to a lot of needs.
It's about, you know, capital projects and improvements and things like that, but it's also about the activities and the programming and the things that get families and children out into our parks, which is really the lifeblood of the whole parks and recreation system.
The coalition estimates the city would raise about $384,000 and, with the average 30% state match, have nearly $500,000 each year to work with. The money would be administered by a community preservation council that consists of representatives of the city's conservation and historical commissions, planning board, recreation, and housing authority, along with at-large seats. The committee would take project applications, not launch its own. To provide further context, I asked Dixon, what are the most notable structures that no longer stand in Pittsfield?
Well, if you ask 9 out of 10 people in Pittsfield who've been here a while who will answer that question, they'll immediately go to a building that was torn down in the 1960s, the old Union train station, which is a beautiful building right near where the big Y is. Others will point to the Wendell Hotel, which would have been a beautiful historic hotel right at the corner of Park Square.
Dixon says the Historical Commission is undertaking a study of the 20 most endangered buildings in Pittsfield.
My understanding is they include buildings like the William Russell Allen House, like the St. Joe's Convent on North Street, Masonic Temple on South Street is for sale. A lot of the old mill structures could be used and turned into retail, apartment buildings.
Derwin says roughly a dozen for- and not-for-profit organizations are supporting Pittsfield's CPA adoption, including Hotel on North, a renovation project that opened in 2015.
Which is a great example of a really vital commercial development that is, a major historical project and a major preservation win for the city.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.